we'll just then I will continue on. Okay, what we're going to look at this time is we're going to start to look at CSS. And we're going to go a lot deeper into CSS when we get down here, CSS sample code. But for now, I'm still under HTML5, and I've got this introduction to style in there. Okay? So there's a bunch of examples, and as you can see, most of them passed validation. This one had a lot of obsolete errors, and these passed, okay? And the obsolete errors are simply when I'm showing you how things used to be lots of times. Okay, so I'm purposefully putting in things that I shouldn't be using. Okay, so this one is just putting some color in. Okay, so that's the first one. And it's just putting in a little bit of color. And if we go over that way, that will probably work better, showing it up there. Okay, so I've got code centered, and I've got a line to the left, I've got a line to the right, and I've got color and font and all of those things, and I'm doing it all with CSS. So if I do a view source, okay, you can see that I have got this all working with CSS. But on this case, I am actually doing the CSS two different ways. Okay, there are actually three ways you can do CSS. You can have an external style sheet, which I'm not illustrating here, but I will when we get into talking more about CSS. So you can have an external style sheet, which means you set up your style on a separate notepad. You write it and you save it with a .css extension. And all you put there is the stuff that you would put between the word style up here. You just copy and paste that and put it in notepad. And then you save it with a .css extension. Okay, now why would you do that? Well, if you have a site that has 50 pages, and you want them to all have the same general look and feel, have the same background color, have the same foreground color, and have a lot of similar things, then it makes sense to make one CSS for that and have everything use it. Then CSS that's unique to a page, you can still put in right here. So you basically take the body stuff and you put it in the separate page. And then you take the stuff that's relevant just to this page and put it in here. So you've got three things. One, okay. Doesn't want me to write, apparently. So I will write when I go home. But the three things are that you can have a separate page. You can have it embedded up here in the head the way I've done it. Or you can embed it in the body. See where I say style equals? I've embedded it in the body. So you've got three different ways you can do it. You can have a separate style sheet. You can put in the style, type equals text CSS, and include a lot of style there. Or you can embed it inside. The preferred ways are the first and the second way, to make it a separate style sheet or to put it up at the top. The way that I've done here is not one of the ways that is recommended, because again, as I said, the goal is to keep style and content separate. Well, when I've gone down and embedded the style inside a header and all that, I'm not keeping them separate. I'm mushing them together, which is the way it used to be. And so that's not considered, it's acceptable, it will pass validation, but it's not considered the best way to do it. you should reserve that, doing it this way, should be reserved for things where I can't figure out much of any other way to do it. If I had a whole lot of paragraphs and I, for some reason, really wanted to embed in the in a particular paragraph, a particular style for that paragraph, I could do it. But we'll see also that there's a way around that. So there's really very rarely a need to embed, but a lot of people do it, and you should know how to do it. So on this one, I'm saying style equals text align center, okay? And the alternative for that would have been me to put up here an H1 and then put text align center up here so that H1 is text align centered. Okay, this code will be centered, and if you look at the page, you'll see that it is. Then my H2, this is not centered, and you can actually see that over there. That is not centered. And the default is always to put it to the left. And then I have an H2 that is centered, and then I have an H2 that is over to the left. Good shot. And then I have an H2 that's over at the right. Okay, so I did all of those up there. And so you can see that I aligned it to the right, I aligned it to the left.
Aligning to the left is really a waste of time, because that's the default. So why bother to align it to the left if that's the default? Okay? But I can do it. Text align center, text align left, text align right. So I can put all of that in.
Okay. Questions? Then down below, I put in some more style where I said, style font size is 22 points.
Okay, which means that it gets bigger. This gives me a large font. And you can play around with what size you want it and get a size that you like. Then on the one below it, I said, make the font size 14 points and the color red. And then on the line below it, I said, now make a division with a font size of 18 and a color number sign 00DD00, which, if we look at it, means green, kind of a lime green.
Okay. And then I think that's all I did. Okay. So that's embedded, that's an example of embedded style.
Now, right now, we don't know how to have an H2 up here have a variety of styles. And we will see how to do that, but not today.
You can do it, if anybody wants to go look it up, you can do it with a class. You can set up a class,
but we will get into that probably next week. So, my problem here is I had three different styles that I wanted to do for H2. So I couldn't put H2 up there with what I know. So my only choice was to embed it. Okay? Now, as I said, we will get into more complex things with CSS, and then we will be able to avoid doing as much embedding. Down here I had three divisions that I wanted to have three totally different styles. At this point, I don't know enough to put div up there and have it three different things. But again, when we get to classes, it will do that for us.
So now my only choice was to embed it in each division so that the division, each division had its own style. Did they get you straightened out? Wonderful. Okay. Do you want to go and sit beside somebody so you can see what's going on? I think that would make more sense. That's good. Then you can look at two people's. Okay, so questions about this. We're going to look at the color code in a minute. Okay, so this is how this works. Okay, so if I want to go in and do color codes, I'm going to go, I think I had another one, yes. And I'm going to look up CSS color codes. Okay. And I'm trying to decide. Hexadecimal is what I really want, so we'll see what that does for me. Yeah, that's good. So this is a good page. It's at W3 Schools, which I really like. And it is the colors with the hexadecimal value and the color name. So I was using 00DD, right? 00? We'll see if it even shows up. 00. Actually, I'm not even seeing it. Okay. So, what it is if I use this code, this is called a hexadecimal code. And it is 6 hexadecimal digits. And if you're in CIS 120, we will be getting into hexadecimal. But hexadecimal is essentially a numbering system that goes from 0 to F. Okay? Decimal goes from 0 to 9. Binary goes 0, 1. And that's it. Hexadecimal goes 0 to F. So when I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, A, B, C, D, E, F, and then I hit 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1E, 1F, 20. And I keep going like that, okay? Oh, not 20, 20. Okay, now, in hexadecimal, the first two characters tell me the amount of red. The next two characters tell me the amount of green. And the next two characters tell me the amount of blue. Okay, so red, green, blue. And basically what you have there is the color that is created if you put in that particular code. Now, it used to be that there weren't names for a whole lot of things. And so if you wanted anything other than red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, you had to go and use a hexadecimal code. Okay? Nowadays, you've got a name for just about every character that you want, so the hexadecimal code becomes a lot less important. Okay, but if you want to play with it, you can. So if I take this page that I did, okay, and I take that code, so I'm going to do an edit, select all, edit, copy, and I'm going to paste it in someplace. So I'm going to say edit, paste, and then I'm going to say file, save as, and I'm going to save it on the T drive as colors.html. Okay, so I'm going to save this as colors.html. So now I've got colors.html. So I can go in and I can put in any combination that I want here. So I can call it AB 12 CD or something like that. files, save, and then I go and I open it. And that particular combination got me purple. Okay? So I just randomly picked a number, some letters and numbers, and said I want AB, 1, 2, CD, and that combination gave me purple. Okay? Back up here on the red, instead of writing the word red, I could write number sign, FF, and it doesn't matter whether you do them in capital letters or small letters, it accepts either of them. So now if I refresh, okay, I still got red. Okay, so FF00 still gave me red. If I come in here and I change it to 00 and put the FF in the middle, and so I write 00FF, and I do a file save, and I refresh. It's now green. FF is the maximum amount. Zero is basically none. So as I told you, this is red, green, blue. So I've said no red, all green, no blue. And so the FF in the middle gets me the green. Now, if I change the FF and put it at the end, so I have 00FF, and I refresh, I'm getting blue. Okay, so now I've got blue. So then if I want to have a mixture of green and blue, I can have... Let's throw in some green here, and I'll make it 8-8 for some reason and see what that does for me. File save, and I'll refresh, and that gave me kind of a turquoise. Okay, so when I mixed the blue and the green, that gave me kind of a turquoise. So it's... It can be fun to just throw letters in there and see what color you're going to come out with, which is what I sometimes do when I'm putting up an example. I just throw in whatever letters and numbers and see what it gets me. I don't have to have A the same, which is what I did here. I can have, I want 8B and I want F2. And I can save that, and I can refresh, and that really looks pretty much the same. Okay, so I didn't make that big a difference. If I do 6B and E2, let's see if that changes it at all. That's a little bit darker or something, but it's not really. But again, I can change these around. And if you go and look at the colors, they pick certain colors that they gave a name to, and then they show you the hexadecimal code, which is the combination of red, green, and blue that they use to come up with that color. Okay, so if we go back here to code values, okay, let's try to find some yellow. Yellow, whoops. Yellow is FFFF00. Okay, so the combination of red and green, and my art major knows that, right? Red and green makes yellow. Okay, so that is the code for yellow. So if I come over here and I change this to FFFF, whoops, where was I? number sign. FFFF00. Okay, I made a lot of stuff go away, but that is indeed yellow up above, I think. I have no idea what I just did. I think I erased a whole lot of stuff is what I did. Yeah, I think that's what I did. So my H2 is now yellow somewhere, but I'm not seeing it. Okay, so I messed up basically. Go ahead, somebody, and experiment.
But I wiped out too much stuff and put it in the wrong places. But
you can go in and play with this and get up a lot of different colors. Okay, which is my point. And I erased all that stuff while I was doing it. Okay, FFFFC2 kind of gave me a beige.
Okay, and you can see I did the background color we set to FFFFC2, which got me this kind of beige going on, which is, you know, a little off yellow.
Okay, and I did that up in the body. So in the body, I told it the background color, and I told it the default font color,
which got me a blue. Red, green, blue, and I put BB there, which gave me a shade of blue.
Okay, so those are my background color and my foreground color, my text color. Questions? Okay. So you can either use words or you can use the code. And there are actually other ways of doing it as well, but those are the two most prevalent ways of doing it. Okay. Questions? Okay, we'll look at the next one. Okay, on this one, all I did was I pulled the H1 code,
as I told you I could. Since it was only H1, I pulled out the style that was embedded and put it up here, just to show you that I could do it. So the difference between the first one and the second one is simply that I pulled out the H1 style, which was embedded in the first one, and put it up in the head area on the second one. Okay, and again, I can't do that yet with the H2s, because I have three different things for the H2, so what would I put up here? And again, we will get into how to do that using classes, but not today.
Okay, the third one down. Okay, whatever I wanted to do, I changed so that I could embed everything in the head.
So this is a different page. I have my foreground and background color. I have H1 aligned to the center with a color of red.
And if I go over a little bit, I can see that my H1 is red. I have H2 aligned to the right. And so there it is, aligned to the right. Okay, I have paragraphs with a font size of 18, so that means the font is a little bit bigger. And I gave it a color, and I have the division with 16 points and a color of brown.
Okay, so divisions are all gonna be brown, and paragraphs are all going to be that green. So if you go down and look down here, you'll see a paragraph. The paragraphs have green and the divisions have brown. So when I look for a division, I can see it's brown.
So I put all of the style in up in the style type equals text CSS, which is embedded in the head. And again, this is the preferred way of doing it. Okay. Questions? Okay, this is the old style that is not used anymore. But I want to point it out to you because, again, part of your job is if you work for a company, there's going to be a whole lot of pages, and some of them were developed a long time ago, and then they suddenly decide they want to revise that page, and you get to revise it. Okay, so up here, I didn't have a style thing set up, but in right below the head, I started the body. And then I said BG color, which stands for background color. So that's the way we used to do it. We used to just, in the body tag, we would write background color equals, and we'd pick a background color. And then we'd write text equals, and that was the same as what we do now with color. That meant the default text color. I can still change it, but the default text color is going to be 000BBB. Okay? Then, when I wanted the header to be aligned in the center, I, inside the H1 tag, I wrote align equals center. Now I would write style equals, and I would say text align colon center semicolon. Okay? But now, back then, I wrote it that way. This was another way that used to be centered. If you now do that one, it actually comes back and says it's been deprecated, which means about 10 years ago or whatever, they decided you shouldn't do that anymore. So they put it on the don't do list. But they're scared to take it off because too many people would get mad. So it still gets honored. At least I think it does. Did this get centered when I said align center? This is another way to center. Yes, it did. There it is. It's been centered. And essentially, the browsers are afraid to take out the stuff, even if the W3 organization has said they've been deprecated and should no longer be used. The browsers are afraid to take them out because somebody will get mad at them because their page won't look the same. Okay. I have a line left and I have a line right down here. I have font size. So I said font size. Now notice the difference. Back in the days that we, and then we're going to go back and look at a modern one today, but back in the other times, we had some things that got stuck into the tag, like H1 align equals center. So it was stuck into the H1 tag. Down here, when I said center, this wasn't stuck into a tag, it was a tag of its own. So there was a mixture of these things. Down here with font, font was a tag. Size was stuck into the tag. Okay? We don't do it that way anymore, and it's actually a good thing. And then we said color equals red. So inside the font tag, we had size is 3, color is red, okay? And then when we were done with that font, we would do a close of the font. So you can see a close of the font, and up here I had a close of the center. So there were some things, some style things that we embedded inside an existing tag, and there were others where we made a tag of our own. Or used an HTML tag, like font, like align, or not like align, like center. So it was more confusing than it is now also. Now if we go back and we look at these, the style is always embedded. So I always say division,
style equals. And then font size is the same thing that I could have put up in the style section up here. Up here, if I wanted to do the font size for all of them, I could have written font size, colon, and picked a number, and then semicolon. Down here, I simply write style equals, and then I do the same thing, font size, colon, and then the thing, the size. Now, notice on that one, I did not use a semicolon. It's optional. If there's nothing coming after it, I don't have to have a semicolon. But it probably would have been better to use the semicolon, just to be consistent. But if it's the only thing, if there's nothing coming after it, then I don't need the semicolon. And in fact, I shouldn't say this, but in fact, up here on the last thing, I don't use the semicolon and never ever do that, because you'll add something and forget you didn't have the semicolon. So you should always do it. But in fact, the last thing doesn't need the semicolon. I don't know why they decided to make that, but they did. It's not a good thing to remember, so forget it. Questions? So again, the difference is the style that I put down here could be transported up there and written exactly the same way. Style equals, I can take text align center, transport it up to the style in the head, and write exactly the same thing. Text align colon center with a semicolon. So they've got more consistency going on now than what they used to have. And consistency is always a good thing. Okay. These are different ways of doing color. Okay. I told you there were two ways and that there were others. Well, these are the others. I said the H1 is going to have a color of red. That's one way. Or H2 is going to have a color of FF00. And remember, it's red, green, blue. So red is at its max, so it's red. Down here, I can say color RGB 255, 0, 0. Okay, where did that come from?
That's actually decimal. 255 is the decimal equivalent to FF. So, and again, I will make you learn how to do this in 120, but I'm not spending a lot of time on it here.
But 255 is the decimal equivalent to FF. So I've written exactly the same thing. So if I write RGB, parenthesis, my red, my green, my blue. That will also work. You don't see that very often, but in case you do, you ought to say, wait a minute, I know what that means. The other way you can do it is say, color RGB, I want 100% red, I want 0% green, and 0% blue. And if I wanted some other combination, I could do some other combination.
I just did red on everything. Okay, so the first two are the ways that you almost always see, but those others two do exist. Okay, this is writing a horizontal line. And sometimes you might want to put in a horizontal line, and you can do that with style.
Here I said I want a horizontal line. The height is 8 points. The background color is black. The width is 25%, and I wanted a line to the center. So I made that horizontal line, and I wrote it twice, so you see two horizontal lines.
But that's how I can make a line going across a page if I want to. Okay, this is a horizontal line in green. And the background color is green, and if I wrote anything inside it, it would be blue. It's got a width of 50%, it's a line to the right, and it's got a margin to the right of zero, so it goes right up against the wall. So if you ever want to experiment with writing a horizontal line, that's how you can do it. And this one, I got carried away, and I also embedded it. I said, Why does it suddenly decide that it's not going to take a picture? Okay, I said the height was on the first one and on the second one. I've got a height of 25 pixels. I've got border, and these are two different ways of doing the border. And we'll look at that for other things as well. But here I said border, and I told it that it was going to be 5 pixels high, it was going to have an outset style, and it was going to be green. And I put all of that inside the border. Down here, I got specific. I said, I'm going to tell you more. The border width is 5 pixels, so there's the 5. The border style is outset. That was the second thing. Border color is green. That's that. So I told it exactly the same thing, but in one case, I just used the word border. In the other case, I used the aspects of border. So if I go and look up border, okay, so here I am. I'm going to go and look up CSS border. And again, I like W3 schools, so I'm going to go there. Okay, border. Okay, so this one is giving you border 5 pixels, solid and red. And then it comes down here and says, okay, you can instead use a border width, a border style, and a border color. So you can be specific, or you can go back up there and put them all in a row, in which case you need to know that you need to put in the size and then the style and then the color. Okay? So the try it yourself, which I really like in W3 schools, you can go and do this. And if I went here and said, I want this to be dotted, I believe that's allowed. And I want it to be yellow. And I want it to be 10 pixels. And then said, okay, now I want to see the result. That's the result I got. Okay, so I went in and I changed it. And I put all 3 things in. And made it tan, and made it dotted, and made it yellow, and that's what I've got now. There are a lot of people that will tell you that they prefer that you write out the details as opposed to saying border, da-da-da-da-da-da, because if I say border width, border height, border everything, it's clearer. Okay? Here I have to remember what they stand for. That's not what I wanted to do. I just want to get rid of that. Whereas if I write out the word border, border width is very specific. So there's no guessing what it means. It means the width. Border style is very specific. Border color is very specific. So there are a lot of CSS people that will say they prefer doing it this way. And if you look over on the side, you can see that border also can have a gazillion other things going on with it. Okay. So if I look at border style, for example, it will then give me all of the different styles that I can use. Okay.
And if I do border style and I write dotted, solid, double dashed, that means the top will be dotted and it goes clockwise. So the top is dotted, then it comes over here, the right side is going to be solid, then it goes down to the bottom's going to be doubled, then it goes up to the left, and the left is going to be dashed. Okay? So you can, if you want to, set up four different looks. It looks pretty bad, but you can do that. On this one, if you just write two dotted and solid, then it does, the top is dotted, the left and right are solid. In other words, this is top and bottom, this is left and right. If you dotted, solid, that's, oh, this one is three, dotted, solid, dotted, double. Okay, so the bottom is double, I was thinking of this one. If you just write two, it's top, bottom, right, left. Okay.
Or you can do what they do over here, which is border bottom and border, if you keep going down, border left and border right and border top should be there. There's border top. And border right and border left. So you can be very specific, and I can write up here
border right and tell it what I want the right to look like, border left, tell it what I want the bottom on the left to look like, etc.
This is lovely. How often are you actually going to do it? Probably never. But maybe you decide you want a box that's really fancy, and therefore you can do it. Okay. Okay. Somewhere here. I wanted to take a picture of that in case I didn't. Okay, so here is the line with all of my different sides on it. And again, on one of them, I wrote border style, border color, background color beige, and all of that good stuff. Okay, what I want you to do now is to play with this. So, I have put out here an in-class CSS exercise. If you do not finish it, then it's homework. If you finish it, then it's, you can give it to me now. But what I want you to do is, okay, here I put in a comment, and as I told you, don't ever ask me what a comment is, because I'll never remember from one language to another, but I'm capable of looking it up, as are you. So there's a comment. And I said, this is a comment. Using CSS, I want you to make the body have a default background of beige and a default font color of navy. This is a header, and using CSS, I want to make it red and aligned to the center. This is header 2. I want you to make it blue and aligned to the right. This is a paragraph, and I want you to have a font size twice the usual, which, and a color of green, and a division. I want it to be bold, italics, and underlined. So basically, I want you to play with this and make sure you're comfortable with a little bit of style. So save this page and go in and doctor it up with some style. And again, if you don't get it completed, then it becomes homework. In other words, I need it done at some point. Okay, you can't do it, can you?
Yes. Because I was just thinking.
The laptop's like incredibly slow.
So if you want to use his, then he can use the laptop. Or as far as I'm concerned, if the two of you want to work on it together and send it in at the both times, that works too.
Okay, do you two want to work together?
Yeah.
Okay, then go ahead.
You get to go back to your machine, that means. But thank you. Actually, I have very few people tell me this is faster than their laptop.
Yeah, well,
that usually you don't hear. So this is, go to my homepage, click on the CSS exercise, and that's what you're doing.
I'll give you about 15 minutes, I think 10 minutes. We'll see how everybody's doing. If you have questions to ask, that's why we're doing it here. My second example. So if you go down to either the first or the second, even the third would do it. Okay?
So going under CSS sample code?
The ones I've just been looking at. Go in under the ones, everything that I asked you to do is in one of my examples. So I would just go back and look at my examples, and in fact, I have a header there that's centered in red.
See my H1 here, where
yeah.
I said pick
I think
from.
I think I should be clicking on this, but every time I click on it, it says it's downloading it. I think I'm supposed to go into this, right?
Probably not. You should be going to my command. That's what we've been looking at. Sample code, now you're in the wrong place. Let's down over. HTML5 sample code. And then I'm right now down here looking for the school one. And then I did a view source to see the building. Yeah. You start, you take the one that I did and change it, okay? So I gave you the assignment. You're monkeying with my assignment. You're changing my assignment, the thing I gave you for the assignment. Yeah.
Somewhat altered.
Very good. Now let's look and see why. Division style equals. Okay, so division. No, division is fine. Font size is 14. Color is red. Huh. I agree. I don't quite see where you put that. I wonder what you do. Because you said the division and you... Oh, well, I guess you did, the division hasn't been closed, that's why. So, right, what do you want to be in the division? I said this is a header, and on the set, it's the header that I want to make red. You didn't close the division, that's why. But if you copy that, it's actually not there. You want it down in the H1.
What do I
put? Okay, the division you would close, yeah, right there might work, but the comment, it kind of messes it up. Wait a minute. Okay, cross out what you put in about the division. Okay, now. Take this style equals, leave the division, take the style equals, and right up to the end of the quote, that's as far as you want to go. And do a copy and paste. Cut short, but I'm always a coward, and I don't cut until I've actually pasted. And then I go back and cut. Inside the H1 tag. Put it. Now try it. Save it. So there is, it's now red. It's still not aligned to the center, so now let's take a look and see what else you've got in there. So bring up the code again. And you said style, font size 14, color red. Okay, you didn't say anything about aligning it to the center. So you still need to do that. Okay, up here the problem was I didn't have the word division. Are you adding it in? Okay, so take that out. And the reason it turned all red is you added a division, but you didn't put in a closed division. So therefore, it assumed everything was a division. Okay? If you don't close, if you put in a paragraph and you don't close a paragraph, if you give the paragraphs a style, the style will go all the way to the end because you didn't stop the paragraph. So if you put in a division and you don't stop a division, then whatever style you give the division will go on forever. Okay, so it's important that close paragraph, close division, close header become very important if you're embedding style. Yeah.
You know how you did the I was trying to look for it, but I couldn't find which one.
If you go to border at W3 schools, it will come up. But, okay, so that one was, which one, the last one?
Was it? That's what I was asking.
When I was doing the border, I think that was the last one. And I said, border 5px would have been the width.
Okay, 5px would have been the width, because down here I said border width 5px. on's outset would have been the border style. That was second. Border color green, that was third. So I put, is it border you're talking about? Huh? It's not even border, okay? What are you talking about?
Just
trying to
change the text.
2EM does, okay, but that would be text. When I want to change the text, I do the text and I do the size.
So, if you go back to the second one, maybe the first one. Okay. I've got view page source, and down at the bottom I say down here, style, font size, 22 points. And I think I just said text size, it's font size. Okay.
Yeah, you have to do it in the style, basically.
Pardon me?
You have to do it in the style tag.
Or up at the top. I don't think, if I don't have duplicate things, you can put division style up at the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
had three divisions, then I needed to embed it because we haven't learned how not to do that yet. We haven't learned about classes yet.
Unfortunately, you can't learn everything in 2 days. EM is the normal size. Twice 2EM gives you twice the size. It gives you, and it's kind of a nice thing because font can be depending on how you've got your browser set up. And so 2EM basically says twice the normal size. When you get to the last one where I said I wanted to be bold, italics, and underlined, that can be done using the old stick in the B, stick in the I, but you can also go and look up under CSS bold, for example, and there's bold and underline. There, CSS, how to make text bold. Oh, that's Stack Overflow. I think I'll go to, maybe there's W3. Let's see what they have to say. Text decoration does underline. So there's how you can do underlining. You can say text decoration is underlined. You can also use a U, but I believe the U will not validate. But this text decoration will underline. And if I want to look up bold, define the font, family, and boldness. Okay, there it is. So font style can be set at italic. There it is. Font style can be set as italic. And where's bold? Set the boldness of the font. Okay, font weight is bold. So if you look up font weight, font weight property, the font weight is bold. Okay, so I found three different things there to do that. Font weight is bold. Okay. And that's what you need to basically do, is go and look those up and see what words you write in order to make those happen.
Underline?
Go looking it up, try looking it up.
Do you want me to email this to you, or do you just come around and check it?
I want you to email it to me.
Okay.
Basically, I want you, I want you to go and look them up, just to get in the habit of looking them up.
So if I say CSS up here, and then I say CSS underline, okay, and I go in here and it gives me the text decoration property, and the text decoration property, okay, come on, let's not get carried away here, so I shouldn't be there, let's see, text decoration style, that would do it. Maybe? They're getting carried away. I found a better way of doing it the last time.
Do you have an example of it?
Nope. Mainly because I really do want you to go and look it up. I don't think I have an example of that one. Okay, there it is. Text decoration is colon and then underline. And that gives you the underline ability.
Okay, you can say text at decoration underline. And that gives you the underline ability. But then go and look up bold and look up italics as well. So that you can basically get used to looking them up, because that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to, I'd like to make this bold. How do I do that? And if you don't remember, you go in and you say CSS bold and you go look it up. Okay? And you just need to get used to that. So I purposely didn't give you those ones for that. And how I've gone ahead and given them to you, but anyway.
So how do you look it up and not lose what you're doing on your screen?
I usually have another browser or another window in the browser that I look things up in.
Does this look right to you, or is it totally wrong?
No, looks like it's fine. Text size, text align, okay, those, if you look at, there's a hyphen in them.
Okay, so if I come back here to my page, well, yeah. Basically, the rule is you want one word.
Okay.
And so they make the one word with a hyphen. So if you look at these, you see text hyphen align. Font hyphen size. They want this to be one word. And so putting the hyphen in there makes it one word.
That is one difficult, what is it?
Classics, the last semester.
Okay.
That's why I didn't put it in my bag.
That is overwhelming. I look at that book and say, you really think I'm going to read that whole book? You're right. Yes. It looks to me like it is, at least. I think it is.
And how do you see that again? I'm sorry, I'm doing my best with navigating.
How do I see what again?
I want to see the screen that I want to see and not the code.
I would have two windows open and go back and forth between the two windows. See, what I've got open up here is I've got two Firefoxes, or I've got multiple Firefoxes. If I go to that one, I'm going to W3 Schools. If I go to this one, I'm at my examples. So I have two Firefoxes opened. And one of them I use to do the research in, and one of them I have my page open in.
Mine,
just,
mine didn't work. Look what it did. I saw it how. Just has what I typed in. Didn't do anything.
Okay, you're right. So let's see what you've got. Did you save it with a .html extension?
I have it here.
Okay, there it is. Class basic CSS. Okay, now let's see the code. Inside the body, not inside the head, and you also don't have that word that says style, which is what tells it it's style. Okay, if you don't tell it it's style, then it thinks it's HTML, and so it just prints it. It just thinks what you want to print.
That goes before the body?
It's up in the head. See where I closed the head here?
Okay.
The style is up in the head. And so I put the style up in the head, and I have to have that word style there so that it knows. And if I'm embedding it, I also need to have the word style. You know, basically what I'm doing here, again, HTML is hypertext markup language. I am using a markup language to tell the browser what to do. And if the browser doesn't know I'm talking about style, it thinks I'm still talking about HTML, and it will just rate it as HTML. The browser has to know I'm talking about style, which tells it that I'm talking about CSS. And in fact, I get very specific here and say my style type is equal text CSS means the text I'm writing is in CSS. Now, that was there a long time ago before CSS essentially won. But now there's no competition, so you really don't have to say anything other than style. But I still leave it because I think it's good documentation. Someday there may be competition. But the word style assumes CSS now. It didn't used to assume CSS, now it does.
So all the instructions are supposed to be inside the head or the body?
All the HTML is down in the body. But the separate style like this is in the head. The other style that I use is in the body, but it is embedded for a particular thing, like this H2 is supposed to have this style. This division is supposed to have this style. But when I embed it, I use the word style, so it knows that I'm now talking about the style for that H2 or the style for that division. Up here, the style is for the entire page. And that has to be embedded in the word style.
So it shouldn't have been embedded in it.
Which one? Why?
I'm supposed to do it like this down here in the body and not like this?
No, that's fine. Except that it has to be in the head.
the style has to be, if you're doing it like you did it, which is you're doing it like this, then it has to be in the head.
So it's kind of going back to what you're saying at the top is what it like defaults to unless you say otherwise. Or
that's right, yes.
So what do exactly. I just need to move this body tab?
You need to move that, but you've got to put in the word style.
I did.
Okay. That's the critical thing. Actually, if you put the word style in the body, we'll probably be happier. Go ahead. It's the word style that it cares about. You know, some browsers are very forgiving, others aren't. But the word style, none of them are forgiving about. If you leave out the word style, it assumes, rightly so, that it's HTML. And it just writes what you wrote and assumes that's what you want to appear. So if I leave out the word style, it just takes and writes those words. Okay? So, or else it does nothing. That's the other option. So if I do an edit select all, edit copy, so I'm saving this on the T drive as style.html. Okay, so now if I come up here and I take out the word style, and we'll see what it does. File, save, and I'm going to go file, open file. And there it is. Because I didn't tell it that this was style, it gave me the red and yelled at me about having the head and body there. But it just wrote out the style. You can see it up there. It just wrote out the style because it attempted to assume it was HTML. Then the background is not beige because it didn't understand that, and the font is not blue because it didn't understand it. It just wrote it as HTML because it was missing the style. Okay, so this is what happens if you miss the style. This needs the style tag. Okay, it needs the style tag. Okay. So now if I go in and I put the style tag in, so I'm going to put this, I can't do it there, I got to do it in Notepad. I'm going to go in and I'm going to put the style in now. But notice I did not do the close, I'm not doing the close. I just put in style. And if I refresh, it gives up on me. Okay? It totally gave up because I did not close the style. So therefore, it did in fact make the background beige because it was happy down to here. But then when I didn't close the style, it assumed all of the rest of this was style, but it didn't look like CSS. So it just basically threw its hands up in despair and said, I can't do this. Okay, so that didn't work. I need to close the style. So I need to have the close of the style. I can't just have the style. It thought everything was supposed to be style, but it couldn't figure out what it meant. So it gave up on me. So now, if I go in and I go back to Notepad,
and I go back into Notepad and do this, okay, and I do a refresh, now it's back, okay? And so once I put the closed the style back in, it's back.
I don't know. So now if I have the style and the closed style, it's back, even though I put it in the wrong place.
It still worked. I put it in the wrong place. I put it after head. But it was still happy that I closed it. And in fact, if I come over here and move it, and take this out, file, save, okay, and refresh, it's there now. And as I said, when we were talking about this, if I have style there, I don't actually need to have the type text equals CSS. It would fine with that, with just plain style. Okay. Anybody else got any questions? Yeah. Well, we go back to my notes. It's text decoration, which is, would I have ever thought of text decoration as underline? Probably not. It doesn't strike me as a wonderful thing to underline.
But that's what they want to do. Text decoration is underline. Notice there's also a text decoration of line through, and the text decoration of overline, basically, but text decoration underline gets me to underline. Okay?
So you just put that in the style, text decoration underline, and it will actually underline it. That's one I always have to look up.
Because text decoration?
I feel like the U tag is a lot easier.
It is, except it doesn't validate, I don't think.
Does it not?
No. Bold and italic still validate, but the that one doesn't. Okay. Okay, questions? Okay, I'm going to move on.
And,
Did you say that we emailed this to you?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So the next thing we're going to look at is linking. Okay, and we may or may not get to tables. But you can go ahead and take a break now, and then we'll come back and we'll do linking.